State Center ice tonight as the favorite to win a home game when they square off with the San Jose Sharks, a team that has experienced the kind of losing this season that happened in their first two seasons. But no game is ever easy in the National Hockey League, so the Hawks better expect to have to outwork the Sharks, and that means for a full 60 minutes and then some if necessary. Hi again, everyone. John Weideman along with Troy Murray and Joe Brand. We are all here at the United Center tonight where the Blackhawks take on the San Jose Sharks. I just said it, Troy, full 60 minutes. San Jose Sharks come into this game as the least winning team in the National Hockey League. They're last place in the Pacific Division with 23 points. At one point in the season, they lost 13 straight games, and you could say that they're a bottom feeder, but they're a National Hockey League team, and on any given night, as they say. So the Blackhawks are going to register 2 points here tonight. They're going to have to earn it. Now to center ice we go. Hertl, the leading scorer of the Sharks, facing off with Dickinson, who wins the draw. Hawks control off the draw. Hawks control off the draw. Donato firing for the slot. They score! In front of the net, Cole Gutman got a piece of the rebound and just tipped it past the goaltender, Blackwood. The Hawks take a 1-0 lead on a power play goal. Seth Jones, then a rink wide pass now for Reichel, who's buried with a body check from Burrows, and Gutman is right on top of him, grabs hold of Burrows, and Burrows has got the mitts off, punching Gutman with the right hand, and then Gutman does a little wrestling reversal, throws him down to the ice, and pops him with the right hand. Reichel slow to get up from that check. Bailey, he runs into a check from Tenorti right in front of the benches, and Bailey is hurt. Meanwhile, back into the Hawks' zone, Cunning fires. You heard it hit the post. Loose puck now at the left point. Okolchuk down the left wing side will rifle a shot over the net, around the glass, and down ice into the Shark zone. We're going to get a scrap. This is Jared Tenorti. Drop the mitts with Scott Sabourin of the Sharks. They take the Marquis de Queensberry stance. Sabourin's a lefty. Reaches with the right, tries to throw left. Takes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rights from Tenorti. They continue to grapple and grab each other's sweater. All happening in the circle to the left of Mrazek. And Tenorti swings with a big right and takes a couple of lefts. Sabourin throwing the left and now takes 2 rights from Tenorti. And now Sabourin throws another left and then takes a right from Tenorti. Sabourin a couple of jersey jabs and switches, throws the right. Tenorti trying to get his arm free. Sabourin's got a pretty good grasp on it. Now Tenorti does get the right arm free and throws a hard right. And they continue to grapple. Now the linesmen are going to jump in. Probably the best scrap of the year so far. Carpenter wins the draw. Hoffman at the left point. Hawks zone. Sweeps it down behind the net to Bailey. Put it out in front. They score. Ryan Carpenter from the right circle. Snaps a shot past Peter Mrazek. The Sharks have tied the game at 1. 16 seconds left in regulation.
Yeah, it was a long shift, and he just had to get off the ice there. Want to finish it off. San Jose just going to milk this clock here and send it to overtime.
Run is chased out by Kurashev. Run put the puck into the near corner. Ruta there, chased into the glass with a hit there from Radish as the horn sounds. And Ruta put a stick into the back of Taylor Radish for the check. They talk it over a little bit as they'll head to their respective benches. Each team gets a point out of this one so far, and we'll find out if they can settle the score here in overtime. Hertl and Dickinson on the draw. Dickinson wins it for the Hawks. Back to Alex Vlasic, back in the Hawk zone. He'll take the puck and go for a skate in front of the Hawk net, then skate it ahead to center ice. Dropping it at the left point now to Dickinson, and he'll retreat to center ice with the puck as the Hawks will go for a second look. Vlasic to the bench, Seth Jones on. Kurashev down the left wing into the Shark zone is pulled down to the ice, and a penalty is going to be called. And Mario Ferraro, the defenseman of the Sharks who did the pulling down, can't believe this call is being made. You hear the crowd booing because the Sharks are not attacking. Hoffman will go for a skate with the puck in front of his net, then race ahead to center ice with 6 seconds. Crossing the Hawk line, Hoffman down the right side, drops it off Hertl, he'll fire. Mrazek with a butterfly save, the rebound spun out of there by Reichel. And there's the horn ending overtime. Kurashev, I think, has had a pretty solid game for the Blackhawks. This will be his first shootout attempt of the season. He picks up the puck at center ice. Carries it over the Shark line on the left wing side. Cuts back into the slot and shoots. He hit the post. Puck ricochets away, and the Sharks will get their first shooter. So for the Sharks, Fabian Zetterlund, 0-for-1 so far on the season. He'll pick up the puck at center ice and carry it in over the Hawk line. Twisting down the left wing side, cuts in front, shoots, and Mrazek got in front of that, knocked it wide with a pass. Ryan Donato will take his first attempt of the season. He picks up the puck at center ice, Carries it with a shark run on the right wing to the slot. Deeks and couldn't get a clean shot away. The goaltender Blackwood laid down on his belly and smothered that puck before Donato could get a backhand. Here's Kevin LeBanc of the Sharks. Approaches the puck, picks it up at center ice. Crossing the Hawk line, weaving down the slot. Deeks and shoots, he scores. This is under the glove, and the Sharks take the lead in the shootout. This is the Hawks' third shooter. It's going to be Rem Pitlick. He's got to score here to keep the Hawks alive. Newcomer to the Hawks came over from Pittsburgh in a trade. Picks up the puck at center ice. Carries in over the Shark line. Down the slot. Pitlick digs and shoots. He scores! Strong move by Pitlick. Backhand to forehand and slides it past Blackwood. And we're tied at one in shootout. Here's Thomas Hertl, 0-for-1 so far in the season, picks up the puck at center ice, carries over the Hawk line, left wing side, cuts into the slot, Geeks, and had it poke checked away by Peter Mrazek. He did it to Johnny Bauer just at the last second. Peter reaching out with a goal stick, swats it away. Lucas Reichel takes the puck in over the Shark line, left wing side, cuts back to the slot and fires, and down is Blackwood, stopping that with the right pass. Mike Hoffman, 0-for-1 so far in shootout this season, takes the puck at center ice, crossing the Hawk line on the left wing, cuts back to the slot and shoots him. Mrazek got the left pad on it, kicking it out of there. So we remain tied at one in the shootout. Jason Dickinson will take this next shot for the Hawks. New contract in hand, he picks up the puck at center ice, crosses the Shark line on the left wing, cuts back to the slot, fires! Oh, it hit the post, and then the puck dies on the goal line.
Oh, it hit the post, hit the back of the goaltender, and then dribbled towards the net and stops right on the goal line.
Top of the goal.
Right on the goal line.
There's Luke Cunnan of the Sharks taking the puck at center ice, crossing the Hawk line on the right wing. Cunnan cuts across the slot, shoots, and a blocker save made by Mrazek. Gutman, who had the Hawks goal earlier, picks up the puck at center ice, crossing the Shark line down the right wing to the slot, digs and shoots, and a blocker save made by Blackwood. William Eklund is 1-for-2 in shootouts. He takes the puck at center ice and crosses the Hawk line. Eklund slow down the slot with a backhand, and he misses the net. Here's Taylor Radish. He picks up the puck at center ice, crossing the Shark line down the left wing side, cuts back to the slot, shoots, he just missed the near post. Henry Thrun with his first NHL shootout attempt, picks up the puck at center ice, crosses the Hawk line on the right wing, drifting back to the slot, he'll deke, and had it puck checked away again by Mrazek. Here's Zach Sanford, picks up the puck at center ice, crossing the Shark line on the left wing, cuts back in front of the net, ever so slowly dekes and shoots, oh, he hit the post!
No.
And the puck ricochets out of the crease. He had Blackwood down and out, and the puck just won't go into the net. Alexander Barabanov down the left wing, Hawkzell moves and fires, and Mrazek with a sliding stick save. Down in the butterfly, square to the shot the whole way. Big Bo picks up the puck at center ice, racing down the left wing, Shark Zone moves in, digs and shoots, he scores! A sweet backhander from Kachuk! He had Blackwood bite on his first move, he went from forehand to backhand, slid it in behind him, the Hawks take a 2-1 lead in shootout. Here's Philip Zadina, he's got a score, into the Hawk Zone, right wing side, to the slot, shoots, Mrazek makes the pad save, and the Hawks win! It took them 65 plus minutes and multiple shootout attempts. Some craziness in this hockey game, but the Hawks eventually prevailed. Boris Kachuk scoring the game-winning goal in shootout. And the Hawks beat the San Jose Sharks. The final score of the shootout, 2-1. The final score of the hockey game, the Hawks 2 and the Sharks 1.